everyone. Welcome to part two of Libraries and Librarians and Pop Culture. If you hear any crunching or barking in the background, it's because I have two wonderful rescue dogs named Lola and Mushu, so they'll be joining us for this podcast as well. All right, going back to some of the questions that I had before, but I was totally cut off by my guest speakers, it's totally fine, because it was great. I want to go back to Ghostbusters because I think it mentioned a lot of stereotyping. For example, the librarian ghost. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and going back to the way that that film started and, of course, how much that film has left for the rest of cinema history was going into the stereotype of not only the librarian being an old lady telling you to be quiet, but going as far as even after that they die, that they're still like that. And that's exactly what that movie was conveying.
For all eternity,
too, was, you know, not even... Or if it doesn't end. Death doesn't stop it.
If she came from another paranormal realm, another dimension, they're like that there, too.
And aside from that, is the idea, and I volunteered for reshelving and how it's endless. Yeah. And even after death, that it doesn't end. So that's exactly what she was doing, is that she was still...
Showing books.
She was reshelving. She was looking through books, and she was reshelving.
That's probably what killed her. No, but yeah.
That's a stereotype, obviously. That's the stereotype.
In reference to that, you know, if we, like I said again, you know, if we do our research, we notice that the role of the librarian is changing. And it's changing because of new literature, it's changing because of new technology, it's changing because of, you know, society as a whole. We don't have the same students anymore. We don't have the same anything, really.
It's funny that you say that, because like in the Star Wars movie, which is in the future but somehow in the past.
A long, long time ago.
And they have all this technology and whatever, but the librarian is still set in her ways.
Because if it's not in her records, it doesn't exist.
Right, so that wasn't very helpful.
No, it wasn't.
That was kind of rigid.
And I wouldn't even be surprised if it was the same actress.
The same lady?
The same lady, because she, you know, it's an old white lady. It was, you know, and it... And as racist as that might sound,
that's the stereotype.
That's the point.
That's true.
That was the point.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but like you were saying, you know, the role of the librarian has changed, but in that movie it didn't, I guess because it's in the past future. The role of the librarian has changed. There's more technology. There's more access to different kinds of information. There's a lot of sharing amongst the libraries. But that librarian was, like, I guess, not having it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's a big part of the reference interview. You know,
Obi-Wan's still thinking that there was more to it.
Yeah, and there always is. And I think as when someone takes on the role of a librarian, you cannot dismiss a person who's looking for answers, no matter how hard it is. You know, I remember for an assignment that I had to do, I just thought it was so inspiring that the librarians helped me find the answer to what I was looking for, regardless of how difficult it was. And, you know, we found it in the most unlikeliest of places, you know. So sometimes I think we need to remember that, you know what, maybe we're looking too hard and the answer's there right in front of us, you know, all along. Now, we talked about Ghostbusters. Yeah, we talked about Star Wars. Have you all seen any forms of stereotypical librarians in pop culture and media that just helps perpetuate this never-ending cycle?
Monsters University.
Oh!
That's a movie I just recently saw. Like I said, you know, I don't have a lot of time to watch things for pleasure or read for pleasure, but I saw that movie and the librarian. It was a game. You had to play a game inside the library and not get caught. And she was like this, you know, it looked like a little old, you know, rickety lady, you know, with the half glasses, with the bun, and she was all wrinkly, and all she did was shush everybody, and if you didn't shush, if you even, like, breathe, she would, like, kick you out, literally. And then she, like, rises up from her chair, and she's, like, five stories tall.
Oh, wow.
But she's still, quiet.
And there's a great Goosebumps from the episodes too, and it's probably adapted from a book where it's And he's a male. He's a male librarian.
Ah, you know, and you don't see that very often.
But he ends up being a monster. Oh, you know, he's telling everybody to be quiet, and all the students hate him. And one student stays late, doing whatever, and sees that he takes off his human mask, and he's some sort of alien. Wow. So even that. Librarians are some sort of monsters that have secret lives.
Yeah, people always think that we're there to, you know, give them a hard time. But in reality, we're trying to help you look for answers. We're trying to help you. And some people don't want it, though.
And how ironic that it was a monster in Goosebumps and Monsters Incorporated as well.
Yeah, what does that have to say? Librarians are monsters? Of some sort? Maybe I am. I don't know. Okay, you know... I want to dive into something a little bit, kind of, if we can try to, combine it somehow. You know, in society, we view criminals as monsters, don't we?
Yeah.
And, you know, my question here for you all is, Orange is the New Black. Any of y'all watch the show on Netflix?
Yes. It's great.
It is. Now, I love that, you know, and going back to a comment that was made in the first podcast, you know, it's social commentary. Now, in what ways do you think, you know, the library where some of these girls work, like Tasty, right?
And Tasty. Play,
you know, that they work in this library, why is that so symbolic of how the, I guess you could say, the prison system works? Why even include a library in those type of facilities anyway?
Well, and I first, when I saw that, the first thing that comes to mind is that movie Blow, where the character is, you know, he's not a librarian, but he has to work as a teacher, and he has to teach the inmates, and one of them accuses him, oh, it's you're only doing this to get time off. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, wouldn't you do it too? But at the same point is, education is the great equalizer, and education is really the key to overcome obstacles.
Yeah, most definitely. I completely agree with you. And also... I think that, well, at least from my opinion, and this is really just my opinion, I think it provides some positive rehabilitation, you know, and access to information. You know, these people are coming from nothing, and, you know, usually we see that people end up in the prison systems because of these cycles
yes.
of poverty and, you know, just not having any education. So, going to...
Well, I like, for example, Tasty... Tasty's my girl, I gotta say. Okay. She finds refuge in the library. Ooh. I mean, being in prison can't be easy. Okay. She reads Alice in Wonderland. She reads Moby Dick. She reads everything and anything. And that is her escape. And she brings along with her friend, Poussey, right? Who then turns that into her own personal refuge from what's going on. She's trying her best to rehabilitate herself and get some job skills so that when she gets out, she'll have something she can fall back on.
Yeah, most definitely.
So and that's just another thing. Sorry.
Well, I really think rehabilitation plays a key role in the reason why prisons have libraries.
Right.
But in media, there's always a case of abusing the situation as well. Right. Because in Orange is the New Black, they use it in the recent season 2 that they use it to...
No, spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! That they use it to traffic...
For criminal enterprise.
Criminal enterprise.
We will not however, go into specifics here.
However, traditionally speaking, and it brings to mind Ricochet, which is a great film... with John Lithgow and Denzel Washington, when John Lithgow is in a mastermind trying to get books and convincing the librarian that he's a great reader, but in reality he's getting heavy books to break his arm so he's able to escape from prison.
Wow, you know, and that's just so symbolic of, like we said, that libraries provide some sort of refuge for people all around the world. And, you know, access to information, as much as it's easy for us to obtain, it's very hard for other people. Now, I would hate to end it here, but I hope you all stay tuned for a third podcast diving into some different issues regarding the futures of libraries. Now, I want to ask you, how do you see the future of libraries impacting pop culture? And signing off, here I am asking you, what do you have on your reading shelf?